The movie The Help opened in theaters last week.
I've drafted the Home Health Sanitation Initiative.
The what?
A bill that requires every white home to have a separate bathroom for the help.
Maybe we should just build you a bathroom outside, Haley. These women raise white children. We love them, and they love us, but they can't even use the toilets in our houses.
This movie is about a group of African-American maids and nannies who publish a book that reveals all the dirty secrets of the white women that they serve. But it also makes clear that these women sometimes love the white children that they care for, and that while the system was abusive, the emotions of the victims weren't, well, black and white. And since the movie opened, it's inspired a lot of impassioned debate. That's really a polite way of saying argument. Our next guest, Desiree Cooper, is adding her voice to that discussion. Desiree lives in the Metro Detroit area, but her family is from Richmond, Virginia. And all the women in her family, is this right, Desiree? All of them were laundresses or maids.
Absolutely, Celeste. I mean, those were the only options open to African-American women, especially before the 30s. And the best, highest aspiration was a school teacher to teach other black children.
All right. So first of all, let's lay out exactly what is the problem that some people have with this movie. How would you characterize the arguments that this movie is something of a whitewash?
Well, I think, frankly, that's mostly what I've been hearing in the black community, is that the movie makes separate but equal Jim Crow life palatable for whites to digest. And so there's comedy, there's not enough dimension, there's not enough, frankly, misery depicted of what blacks actually experienced in that time.
We're speaking with Desiree Cooper, freelance journalist, author, and blogger. And in fact, you wrote a long blog post about this controversy because of your family's experience with this. You feel like, and I hope I'm not misquoting you, you say you feel like it's the African-American history police that are quashing this movie unfairly. Why do you say that?
Well, not so much the movie, but the discussion. I think that the book, I did read the book, and I saw the movie, and I believe that the author was really trying to tread into territory that is not often explored by whites. And I felt there was an honesty there in the effort. And while I wasn't 100% happy with the result, I applauded the effort of whites to really look, to investigate their role in white privilege, in perpetuating it, in and the effect of racism upon blacks. And unless we allow whites to have that discussion and to investigate that, then we're never really going to get anywhere. So I feel like it's a little bit unfair to kind of slap down the person who decided to take this on when there are so many others who just refuse to even believe that it was true, or that it's a problem, or that it's over now, or why are we bringing this up? So I rather use The Help as a touch point for a discussion on deeper issues.
Right, we're speaking with Desiree Cooper, freelance journalist, author, and blogger. And certainly if you want to add your voice to this discussion, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAPE. Desiree, I want to play you this comment from Lisa Krissoff Baim. She is kind of a little similar to the main character in the film, the writer who writes down the stories of these domestic service. Her book is called Making a Way Out of No Way, African-American Women in the Second Migration. And here's what she had to say about the movie The Help.
I think the movie overplays the idea of family. I think perhaps more of the white people felt that their domestic workers were family, and a lot of the African-American women did not feel that the people they work for were family.
That's her comment from when she spoke to us on the show on Friday. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's true. There was a difference in the status. And one of the things that I kind of put into my blog is, if we are allowed to believe that people love within family structures that are violent, that are abusive, that are oppressive, then why can't we believe that blacks and whites loved each other within the context of segregation and racism? So in my own family, my father's family, basically both the men and women worked for the Parker family in this little town called Waverly, Virginia. I mean, there's three people in this town. And so the blacks worked for the biggest family there.
Yeah.
And I had this incident where I go into an antique store. You know, this is years later. I've been in Detroit 20 years. I'm visiting in Virginia. I go into an antique store with my mom. I basically feel like I get the cold shoulder from the white store owner. So I don't really talk to her. I just kind of go and shop. My mother talks to her because she talks to everybody. Next thing I know, I hear squealing like teenagers in the mall, you know, when they see each other.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and these women are holding each other in an embrace, and they realize that they are related. My mother's related to the subservient family. The white woman's related to the family that hired my mother's family. And they are saying, oh, my God, you know, how's so-and-so doing, and when did so-and-so die, and how's the house, and I was looking at a family reunion, and I will tell you, Celeste, I was horrified. From my stance of a black consciousness of a child raised out of the civil rights movement, I have a picture of what life was like, and it was just all, you know, all oppression and no love. What I saw in front of me were people who thought they were family, and it really just opened my mind up to, can we actually say that people loved each other within this horrific matrix that was perpetuated by certainly the oppressors, sometimes even by the oppressed, that was put upon people. They didn't choose them. They were born into it. And some broke out of it and some didn't. And within all of that, people did fall in love.
Desiree, did you find the white characters in The Help sympathetic in the end?
I felt that the white characters helped me have more sympathy for the black characters.
Yeah.
The white characters didn't need sympathy.
Yeah, that's true.
Beginning.
Well, it's a discussion that Desiree Cooper feels needs to continue. She's a freelance journalist, author, and blogger writing about the new movie, The Help. You can read her blog online. Desiree, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.